Chapter 6, The Three Antelopes. When our antelope awoke, by her side was the treasure chest. She opened it up and found a golden net inside. She took this golden net, laid it over top the pink diamond, carefully fitting it around the geometric form. And her eyes widened as she saw the pattern of gold threads develop. Wow, how beautiful. And here she noticed that the pattern of these threads reminded her of something. And she began to look ever so carefully into the net. So she moved one here and one there. She saw the shapes of the three antelopes. She was surprised. But that's me. Who are you? She asked them, just in case she was mistaken. We are your clones, answered the three antelopes inside the golden net simultaneously. Oh, wow! I would just like to look at you. Look into your eyes, she said. Of course, said the first antelope. So she tried to look into the sweet gaze of the first antelope. But she couldn't see inside, because in them was only the reflection of the golden net. Then she turned to the second antelope. Looking into the eyes of this one was so pleasant for her. Such big, green, beautiful eyes you have. These are your eyes, said the second antelope, reminding her from behind the golden net. She looked into the big, round eyes of the third antelope and felt the enormous kindness they beamed. Such sweet and gentle eyes. That's because you are kind to everyone and you love everyone very, very much. But do you love yourself? Asked the third antelope. The antelope sighed, but didn't answer. Do you love yourself? Repeated the third antelope with the kindest eyes. I'm so tired and I want to sleep. Can we talk in the morning? Just don't leave. Don't vanish anywhere. Please, be here. Stay behind the golden net. I'll lay down and fall asleep and then tomorrow morning I promise, I'll answer every single one of your questions. Okay, dear antelopes?